At any point in your adult dating life, have you ever found yourself attracted to a bad boy?
Yes. I got drunk at a party once, and there was this strange guy there who had all these tattoos all over his arms. His name was Jesse, if you're out there. He had all these tattoos all over his arms that he'd done himself. And he'd just gotten out of prison, and he called himself Between Residences. So I think he was a homeless guy, but I was super attracted to him, and I went home with him that night.
Have you ever been attracted to, like, a bad girl?
No, I haven't, but I love the idea. I think I would love to see a woman across a smoky bar, smoking a clove cigarette, giving me the eyeballs, looking me up and down, and she comes up to me and says, "Hey, take me home right now." But it doesn't happen.
Well, the night is still young, and there's a reason one might dream of that happening. A study published in the journal Social Psychological Personality and Science has discovered that people with dark personalities are considered more attractive than those who have more stable ones. The researchers gave a personality test to 100 people. Some were normal, and some were Alice Cooper wannabes. They were all tested for something called the dark triad traits: narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism. All the subjects were then photographed dressed up in an adorned condition with piercings, frightening hair, weird clothes, and whatever else makes rebels look rebellious. They were then photographed again, but this time in completely neutral outfits: sweatpants, no makeup, hair, or accoutrements. All the pictures were then shown to a group of volunteers who rated their attractiveness. The people who exhibited the dark triad traits were rated more attractive in their adorned state than in their neutral state. So basically, no one wants to see Marilyn Manson with a freshly wiped face.
I don't think you can fake that kind of vibe. I really don't. I mean, I think that a lot of slightly unattractive people, if they have that persona, if that's really in them, it makes them more attractive, because not many people can be that really dark person, and it takes a certain amount of strength and character to be that weird and separate from the norm, so that makes them attractive. So the average, you know, Todd from the neighborhood, you can't, you know, Photoshop some neck tattoos and buy it. It's really, really in you.
It turns out that we're not attracted to these bad boys and girls because we crave risk and excitement. We're attracted to them because they genuinely look more attractive in this state. The Lady Gagas of the world work harder on their sense of style than the rest of us gap-wearing normals. Take the costuming away, and they don't seem so interesting to look at. The researchers also found that the normal people who did not have the dark triad traits weren't considered more attractive when they were in the adorned state.
What I think it is that when you see someone truly embracing who they are on the inside, and then that shows them on the outside, it's intensely attractive, because by and large, most times, guys are hiding who they really are. They're wearing some horrible cologne that they don't like, putting on a polo shirt and doing their hair just because society tells them to. But these guys are saying, "This is who I am, this is how I dress, like me or not," and that's incredibly sexy.
So next time you find yourself drawn to that dangerous rebel who would scandalize your parents, just remember that every Ozzy Osbourne with bat blood dripping from his mouth will eventually turn into Ozzy Osbourne in a reality show, barely able to get words out of his mouth. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.